Welcome. Are we on?
Yes, we are.
Oh my goodness, how exciting is this?
Welcome to another episode of the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. This is episode number, we're going to fill it in later.
10?
Okay.
I think it's 10.
Send us your letters.
If it's not 10, it's 9.
Sure it is.
That's right. And
it's a little after 5 where I am, which means it's cocktail hour.
And who are you?
Oh, I'm Fred Partridge.
Hi, Fred.
And you are?
I'm Jason Dedrick.
And sitting in for the Missing in Action, Dave Coyne, wherever you are.
Where is he?
The Golden Horseshoe?
Sure.
Sunshine Coast?
Yes.
I can't remember. The Imperial Valley?
That's right, the Inland Empire.
Inland Empire? Is that where it is? Okay. Is one Eric Partridge.
Oh, hello everybody.
Hello, Eric.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thank you for stepping into these big Dave Coyne shoes.
We could start.
They're a little sweaty.
We could put some newspaper in there. It'll absorb the sweat, and your feet will be a lot more comfortable. So, what are we going to do?
And for providing the studio space today.
Oh yeah, no.
Do you have a name for your studio?
No. It's kitchen.
Kitchen studios.
Yeah. Kitchen studios. Yeah. No, it's pretty swanky.
Interstate 476 studios.
Yeah. Huh? I think kitchen studio.
Oh, is that a Kevin Smith reference?
I don't know.
Well, I guess it is. Interstate 476 Studios.
And our sound engineer today is also Eric? Or is it you, Fred?
I'm not doing anything, so don't look at me.
Wow, worst guest ever.
Oh. Is that worst guest or first guest?
Maybe he's first guest. You're not the worst.
But you are
yet.
The first.
Well, give it a few minutes.
What we're doing today is we thought that Dave would be around for the next one, and Dave is not around for the next one.
No, he's...
Which is this one.
That's right. Much to his chagrin.
Now, to be fair, he actually was around when we were going to do it. We just didn't... We just couldn't organize ourselves to do it.
I still blame Dave.
All right, we're going to blame Dave.
Yep.
And so because Dave is missing in action, I had said... That's probably not a good thing to bang on that. I had said that we would do a cocktail called the Missing in Action Cocktail, not knowing that one existed.
I didn't even know he was in the military.
No, that's AWOL.
Oh.
Oh, no, you're right. Missing in Action would be there, too. Sorry. And so I looked online, and I found this recipe on a website called food52.com.
Hey. Awesome.
I don't know what that means. And this guy... I only read the story here before we started this. This cocktail, he says, is based on another cocktail called the Paper Plane, which I first learned about, he says, from the excellent podcast Let's Drink About It. Now, I've heard the Let's Drink About It podcast.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Is it?
In fact, I was afraid that what we were going to be doing was what they were doing. Yeah.
Can we listen to that now?
Yeah, sure. By all means.
Let's turn this thing off.
Everybody should just tune in.
To the Let's Drink About It. The premise behind Let's Drink About It, just to give these guys a plug, is that we all get together, and then, actually there's just two guys. So the two guys get together. Sometimes they have a guest.
Sounds a lot like our show.
And then somebody says, hey, how was your week? And this guy says, oh my God, I haven't been able to sleep all week long. I said, well, that's funny that you should say that, because the drink I've chosen for you is called the Insomnia. And then they make it, and they taste it, and they talk about it. And the other guy says, well, I broke my ankle this week. And this guy says, well, this is a bad luck for you cocktail. They're actual cocktails, but that's what they do. Anyway.
So how is this show different than that one?
We don't ask people how they are.
Yeah, we don't care. It's really more about the booze.
Mm-hmm. So apparently the drink, the Paper Plane, was invented by bartender Sam Ross in New York City's Little Branch. I do not know where Little Branch is. But maybe somebody out there...
You're waiting for me to tell you?
No, yeah. Well, and it calls for equal parts bourbon, Amaro Nonino, Campari, and lemon juice. And he says, the drink sounded so good to me that I had to make it. He did not have any of the ingredients. His ingredients were, in fact, missing in action.
I get it.
Yes. And so he made this, which he says is chuggably delicious.
All right.
And so we're going to try it in honor of Missing in Action Dave. And it's got bourbon, 3/4 ounce of bourbon, 3/4 ounce of Aperol, which is in Italian aperitivo, and 3/4 ounce of Amaro Montenegro, Negro.
Easy. Also from Italy. Bologna, if you believe everything you read on the bottle.
I do.
Sure, why wouldn't you?
And an ounce of lime juice. And he says, as I say, it's chug, it'll be delicious.
Oh.
Are you intrigued?
Mm.
All right. Well, then you guys give your bios. Well, I concoct this guy.
Have a little sniff of the Montenegro. It, I think I've heard it described as the aroma of a moist towelette in first class, but sure, it tastes way better.
You should pour a shot. Give Eric a shot to drink.
Sure. Yes. Oh, the shot glass. That's handy.
This is a hell of a studio. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm going to get a drawer like that. Here. Just a little...
A little taste. A little taste. Mm-hmm. All right.
You going to drink it right out of the bottle?
That's kind of medicine-y.
Is it?
Yeah. With a hint of Christmas.
I was always sick at Christmas. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's got a little...
That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit like...
it's got a little gingerbread house with gasoline.
Yeah, and a Christmas tree, and you put them in a blender. It's nice. I have to say, just in case you hear chuckles in the background, we do have a studio audience today.
Hello, audience. Thank God it's not being recorded.
So yeah. What are you pouring? What's that second ingredient that is the color of antifreeze?
This is the Aperol. Do you want to taste that straight?
I don't know if I do.
I know. I like the last one so much.
We're going to use Buffalo Trace? Is that what we're going to use?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the Aperol is a little bitter on the back.
It is a little bitter, but that is a fantastic thing to drink on a hot day.
Yeah.
Or
with
a
soda?
Cold day. Or at work.
it's kind of like a warm, melted freezy.
Mm.
Like an orange freezy.
Yeah.
But still warm and melted.
But that'd be good frozen.
Huh? Will it freeze?
No.
That's the scientific question.
Actually, it's 11%. At 11%, it'll get kind of slushy.
Okay.
So do I. Oh, now the lime juice.
And now the ounce of lime juice.
I'm excited.
You should be, because this is the missing in action cocktail. And I'm going to add a bit more ice to this guy here. With these handy tongs.
where do those things go?
You're really going to be able to scoop.
Oh,
all right, a little bit of shaking music.
Sure.
Come here. he's shaking all over the studio.
I didn't want it to be too noisy. Sometimes I end up shaking right next to the microphone. It's a little overwhelming. All right. And?
Let's see what we got.
It's a nice looking color.
I wasn't expecting the pink.
You weren't?
No.
Well, maybe the Aperol, being the color of antifreeze, is coming through. What color was the Amaro? Was it kind of a...
It was kind of an amber.
Fine bunch.
Yeah. Look at that.
Ooh. You're right after that shaking? You seem a bit winded.
You should taste yourself a little bit.
It was a lot deeper than I thought back in a cocktail shaker.
No, it was...
All right.
Okay.
So first impressions, yes, pink.
Yes.
And on the nose,
it's a little fruity, but not. Very herbal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have people in the studio audience, not necessarily a fan of the Missing in Action cocktail. It's quite limey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got a big citrus hit on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's.
A little bit of business in the background, but it's largely Aperol and the lime.
Yeah, I think there's more lime than Aperol.
Yeah.
because I've had the Aperol. What's the thing on the back of the Aperol bottle here? It's the Aperol Spritz, which is the Prosecco Aperol and soda.
Mm.
That's a hell of a nice drink.
Yeah.
We should have had that.
Mm. Now, is there bourbon in there, or is that a whiskey? What is that?
It's a bourbon. This is the bourbon.
Now, is it a similar amount of the bourbon with the other ingredients, or is one more dominating?
It's 1:1:1, isn't it?
It is. Everything is equal in there. 3/4 ounce of bourbon, 3/4 ounce of Aperol, 3/4 ounce of Amaro Montenegro, and then the ounce of lime juice.
So, if you add all, how many ounces is that? If you add that all up,
ounce and a half.
It's one. It's 2 1/4 ounces.
Drinking in math.
I was just doing the first two.
Yeah, it's easier that way. But the Aperol is only 11%, and the Amaro Montenegro is 23%.
Right.
So add those up.
It's still a pretty weak drink. And
then the bourbon was what? Is this overproof? Yes, it's 45%.
Hmm.
You've almost got yourself a regular old drink here.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
It's close to a 3 ounce drink of booze.
Yeah. But I would. I'd be tempted to dial back the lime a little bit.
I think I would dial back the lime.
Yeah. Mm.
Just so you get more of the other ingredients. You're ponying up for Amaro Montenegro. You want to be able to taste it.
Yes, you're right. You want to be more the Christmas medicine taste.
Yeah. Mm.
So sought after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, if I had that in a restaurant or a bar or someplace that served alcohol.
You'd send it back.
What? This is an outrage. Bring me something with pickle juice in it, I would scream. No, I don't think I would send that back.
No, it's kind of nice.
Now, Fred sent a drink back in London because he didn't like
it. All the way back to London?
It cost him $90 in postage. It was ridiculous. And it's spilt.
Yeah. But to be fair, it was a parsnip-based drink, which should have been a dead giveaway.
Yes, I know. Sometimes it seems like a good idea.
And sometimes, which may bring us to the next drink.
Exactly. In the post that I wrote regarding Dave not being here, and we do a missing in action cocktail, and a cocktail called a Pontiful Pock, where the heck are you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that ringing a bell with you?
No, I thought you were swearing. And I was trying to figure out what. Say it again?
Pontiful Pock, where the heck are you?
Ah.
Yeah. And the story behind that was that there was
Does this take place in the West End?
It does not. This is a childhood memory of mine that nobody else has. But I didn't make it up. There was a Dr. Seuss special called Pontiful Pock, Where Are You? And I was like the only kid that saw it.
I
only remember it being on once, on a Sunday afternoon at, I don't know, 4? It was a weird time.
You're looking at me like I would know.
Weren't you around? Anyway, I arrived late for it, but there was a song in it that stuck in my head, and this is how I know that no other kid saw this when I was a little kid, because I would say, Pontiful Pock, where the heck are you? And they'd say, what are you talking about? Much like your reaction. Did you swear? They would say to me. And so I thought that was a funny thing to mention. I looked on YouTube, and you two at home can look on YouTube and watch the half-hour television special. Pontiful Pock, Where Are You? At the beginning of Pontiful Pock, Where Are You? He has a job at a pickle factory.
Ah.
And quickly messes things up.
Pontiful Pock.
Yes. Things go south for Pontiful pretty fast. But we said we'd make up a cocktail that involved pickle juice. No, we didn't.
We did? I don't think we did.
No, well, I guess we the royal we, me, typing by myself, said we could come up
with this cocktail. And this is when, as a child, you invented a drink.
No, it's the whole thing has gone off the rails because, in fact, Fred was able to look up a drink that happened to have pickle juice in it, and we are going to take that drink. What's it actually called? What was the original one called?
I believe it's the Pickled Surfer.
The Pickled Surfer. And what's in the Pickled Surfer, if you can remember?
This here? It's basically that. So it's 1.5 ounces of whiskey.
Right.
1/2 ounce of pickle juice and juice of 1/2 a lime.
Right. Celery salt.
Another lime-based drink.
Yes. Yeah, actually, in the original, I've changed it to celery salt. They're calling for bay, bay herb.
Oh, okay. Herb. Yes.
Like a bay leaf?
Old bay seasoning?
Old bay seasoning. That's it.
Really?
Yes.
But you've opted for the celery salt.
Because I could get it.
All right. And then we're going to use Irish whiskey instead of bourbon.
Yes.
And that's how we are calling this drink called the Pickled Surfer.
Yes.
Is now the Pontiful Pock.
Exactly. So who's, are we going to, I think this one is mixed. It's not shaken. It's stirred.
Can you handle another shaking or should we just make it a mix? Because.
No, we can stir this guy up. Do we have a stirring vessel? Oh my God, look at that. Do we have a thing for stirring in it?
Like a stick?
Like a stick?
Yeah, no, yeah, I think I'll be right back.
Of course. I'm going to fill this with ice so that we can stir this baby up.
So this is pretty exciting.
This is pretty exciting because we've never had a drink with pickle juice in it before.
But really, when you think about it, any of your citrus, it's really an acid. And that's acetic acid is what's in vinegar. So right. From a chemical perspective, it should be similar.
Okay.
You get the same. The flavors will be different. Of course, this is dill pickle juice.
And Irish whiskey.
And Irish whiskey.
Bushmills. It's true, I tell you. All right. That is 1.5 ounces of the Irish whiskey. And where's our pickle juice at? Here.
Oh, are you sure that's pickle juice?
I'm pretty sure that's pickle juice. Oh, that's pickle juice. Now, the studio audience doesn't seem to be quite as keen on this one as...
How much pickle juice was that?
That was 1/2 ounce of pickle juice.
Normally you'd throw that away, wouldn't you?
Normally.
Because that's with what you would find it with in a jar of pickles.
Exactly. Pickled brine?
Yeah.
This is the appropriate amount of lime juice, is it, Fred?
No.
Perfect.
It's the juice of one lime.
Good. Because we're doubling this recipe, I'm going to give you people the normal recipe, but it's actually been doubled so that the studio audience can try some, or not, as the case may be.
I think they may have left.
I thought it seemed quiet in here. All right. Who's ready for a Pontiful Pock?
Well, I'm still drinking the Christmas medicine. But yeah, okay. So is pickle juice an ingredient in any other cocktails besides those?
There's a few. It's not common.
Really?
I think I dumped some on you. Yes, not common. Not as common as you might think that a pickle juice cocktail would be.
And why do you think that might be?
I don't know. I think people haven't really explored the pickle juice.
Because of its horrible taste?
I think after this... That might be a reason.
That could be an element to it.
We don't know for sure.
Well, so, you're the guest, so let's have your take on this.
So we've got a pickle juice cocktail with a slice of dill pickle in it.
And celery salt.
Oh, the celery salt.
Well, it would just be embarrassing to drink this without celery salt.
Exactly.
Well, what? Then it wouldn't be the Pontiful Pock.
What the hell is that?
Just a little celery salt.
This is a savory cocktail. So a lot of people are used to sweet cocktails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is the other side. And there's a whole bunch of savory cocktails. Like if you're a Canadian, you'll know what this is. A Caesar.
And if you're American, you would call it a Bloody Mary, and it wouldn't be the same thing at all.
No.
Because Caesar is made with...
And this is full of pickles.
And look, Eric's going to dive right into it?
Yeah.
Well, smell it.
Okay.
It smells vaguely dilly.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's like smelling an open jar of pickles.
Who's going to go? Hey, Eric's going. Good for you.
But I have something else on the nose.
Yeah, there's a little
limey. Oh, that's not...
All right.
That's not horrible.
It's not horrible? And what do you think?
I'm still processing.
There is still a bit of a tug of war going on.
And I'm also eating this little partial pickle that's in my glass.
All right, well, I will break the tie.
the non-existent tie. Yeah.
When it hits the back of the throat.
Well, okay.
It's a little bit of a...
Yeah. See, if you like dill pickle chips.
Yeah. I think the Irish whiskey isn't standing up to it. I think we should have stuck with the bourbon for it.
Really?
Because I don't think the Irish whiskey has enough sweetness in it to stand up to the pickle juice. It comes across as kind of a bitter...
pickle juice.
I mean, I don't mind it.
I think in a word, pickle juice. Mm.
It's a tough sell. But I think, maybe a little sweeter. So maybe, like a bourbon.
Yeah. It's not as pickly. That's right. The studio audience, Sheila, says it's not as pickly as you might think. But Eric seems to think his is pretty pickly.
It's just salty.
Mmm. Yeah.
What did we put in it?
Celery salt.
Oh. Funny that it's salty yet pickly. Or something that's...
Yeah. I know, because it's got this pickle juice and celery salt in it. Yeah. But other than that...
I always said that with a lot of these, some of these cocktails, they're really meant to be had with, like, your bar snacks. And sometimes if you have, like, a...
Here, let me try
like
something.
Like a pretzel?
Or a tortilla chip?
Exactly.
All right. From our friends at Roll Gold... They didn't provide this. You provided this.
Yeah.
All right.
But try it with a salty snack.
All right, so here I am. I'm with the fellas after work. Mm-hmm. I've ordered up my pickle juice cocktail. I'm having a couple of pretzels.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mmm. Two or three plentiful pots for me and my boys, I say. Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
That doesn't work, eh?
No. No, I don't think it does.
You know, something sweet? Like licorice?
I don't know. It's maybe just to have a beer chase.
maybe that's it.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah.
I don't think it's horrible.
No.
But borderline.
I think it's got work.
Mm-hmm.
It's got potential.
All right.
So you think the pickle juice is maybe undervalued whereas most people would throw it away.
You shouldn't.
You should.
I think
maybe add ice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have your friends over.
And make them drink it.
Yeah.
Thanks again for calling.
You can do the same with the water on top of the ketchup.
So maybe for a third drink, let's go to the fridge and see what other brines and or seepages we could turn into a lovely cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah. Sour cream water.
You got pork cutlets. You got some, We do have a backup.
And thank God we have a backup.
However, that's the good news. The bad news...
It also has pickle juice in it?
Close. I was thinking, pickle juice is a tough sell because it's, pickle juice and it's dill.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, it must be something that's a little sweeter. And balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic.
And I look, and there is actually a ton of balsamic, a lot more balsamic cocktails than pickle juice cocktails, believe it or not.
Really?
Yep. Yep. And so this is one from Imbibe, from their website.
Yes.
And I think we should give that a try.
Well, okay. You have balsamic syrup?
Do I?
How did you make that balsamic syrup?
It's, because everybody has simple syrup in their fridge, of course.
Of course, if you're remotely sensible.
So it's a 50-50 mixture of balsamic vinegar and simple syrup. You just cook it up. And once the... gray fog leaves the pot. Sort of like...
Meltorme.
Meltorme. Yeah. I haven't...
Oh my gosh, that's a salty...
So you drank the whole...
Well, that's the part of the show.
It only works if you drink the whole thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. I kind of abandoned that.
Oh, no. Look, see, you got some.
All right. Well,
yeah.
I'll man up.
Oh, fantastic.
I just have to get past this gherkin.
I'll buy a nickel for every time somebody said that.
You would have, at the latest tally, $1.25.
That's right. this is the... How do you say that?
I'm going to guess it's a Bufala Negra cocktail.
Okay.
Bourbon and basil meet in this tart and tangy cocktail, combining balsamic syrup and ginger beer. Do you want to whip this one up?
Sure.
You sure?
No.
You don't have to. I'm over here.
Oh, you're there. You got the fixins.
I'll need a
oh,
thing
sweet
to do.
Jesus.
We haven't really...
You listen to this.
Yeah, give that the bum's rush.
In about half an hour, I will be.
Because of your allergy to pickles?
Wish we'd known that earlier.
I have a bit of an intolerance.
We might need fresh horses.
Sure.
Is there horses?
There's going to be fresh horses in this one. So we'll have to improvise. If we don't have horses, we'll use ice.
Okay.
All right. What does this say? We've never done this. This is all new. Muddle the balsamic syrup, the basil, and the sugar cube in a mixing tin.
I don't understand what the muddling is.
Muddling is breaking up, especially if you use mint leaves. In this case, we're going to use some basil leaves. And you just sort of crush it lightly, and that gets out the oils.
So it's a crushing.
It's a crushing. Mm. But for some reason, they call it a muddler.
And
at one point, they called it a toddy stick.
Oh,
what do you think of that?
Toddy stick.
Well, that pickle juice is working.
Yeah, no, it's got some kick to it.
All right, and so what is this? This is I'll give you the recipe here: 1.5 ounces of bourbon, 4 fresh basil leaves. Is it basil or basil? Faulty Towers has ruined my pronunciation.
Basil.
Faulty.
Yes. Basil.
Basil for the leaves.
At least if you're in Canada.
1 brown sugar cube, 1/2 ounce of balsamic syrup, 2 ounces of ginger beer, and
So you had to make the syrup.
Somebody had to make the syrup.
Did you buy the syrup?
No.
You made the syrup.
No, I had somebody make it for me because I didn't want to burn it. So it's as we said, it's a
homemade thing. You don't go to the store and buy.
You might be able to, but no, you shouldn't. So it's simple syrup.
Well, you could.
It's simple syrup and balsamic vinegar. And you could probably use like a fruit vinegar too, I would imagine. And then it just goes crazy.
Oh, it's right here. Look at this.
Yeah, it's in a little fancy decanter with a little.
Careful for the fumes.
Oh, there we go. That's the fumes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, lovely. All right, muddle the balsamic syrup. How much? No, you can't. There's no dead air on me.
No. If it's quiet, you have to fill the air. You're not watching this. This isn't like watching,
So you're muddling a liquid.
I'm gonna put the leaves in the liquid.
No, I don't understand this muddling.
So you break up the leaves in the liquid so that it infuses the oils into the balsamic syrup.
That's right.
Ooh, look at that stuff. That's thick.
It is thick.
Nice.
I keep having to look back because it just seems wrong somehow.
It's like you're making pasta sauce. It's like, we're going to have a nice spaghetti. Making a nice spaghetti dinner here. What I was going to get, and I wasn't able to get it because the shop that should have had it didn't, was some bocconcini as a garnish.
Oh, really?
But they said, we never run out of bocconcini.
Right.
Till today.
This is the worst Monty Python sketch I've ever heard. Okay.
It's all out of the bocconcini. I could have had feta. It wouldn't have been the same.
I don't think you would have been able to sell Eric on the... on that.
On the cheese garnish?
Yeah.
Sorry. We're going to muddle. What you'll hear next is the silent sounds of muddling the balsamic syrup, the basil, and the sugar cube in the mixing tin. And I'll tell you right now.
Those cubes seem like a bad idea.
The cubes?
They're really putting up a fight.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say if you could just get maybe a teaspoon of brown sugar, I think you'd be better off.
You'd have an easier job of it. Maybe wherever these guys live, they can only get brown sugar in cubes.
Maybe. That's priceless.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, now it's starting to happen.
There we go.
Yeah. All done in real time for the home enjoyment.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not stopping and starting here. This is just the real deal.
What's the runtime on us so far?
We're up to an hour and 20 minutes.
Holy cow. All right. So you've already made a syrup that had sugar syrup in here, and now we're putting up more sugar into this. God, this thing.
So that ought to fix it.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about this, though, is it really makes you beat the hell out of the basil. Basil.
Basil? Maybe it is basil.
I don't think it is. I think it's basil. Okay. All right. It says add bourbon and ice and shake hard. I can imagine, because yeah. This has been an ordeal so far.
So those are the only two, those ingredients, and then bourbon.
And then the ginger beer is what we're going to top it with.
Oh.
And so that will be the beauty of this one.
So is this like a longer drink then, or like a shorter?
I would say this is going to be a longer drink.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. All right. Where shall I put this? Put that there. It does smell very fragrant, very salad bar-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd put that on a salad.
I would, too. It's a little bit like salad dressing.
Do you want to just stop right now, get the pickle brine, and...
Back to the pickle brine.
Okay, the Buffalo Negro. Where was this from, Fred? I mean, does a restaurant or a bar serve this someplace? Is this a thing?
They didn't have a lot of explanation. They just...
It's not very fair.
No, it's not fair. But I bet it's going to be delicious.
Well, there's no reason for it not to be. And so that's an ounce. All right, here's what we're going to recap again. An ounce and a half of bourbon, 4 fresh basil leaves, a brown sugar cube, 1/2 ounce of balsamic syrup, and then we're going to use 2 ounces of ginger beer. And so what we've done is we've muddled the basil leaves with the sugar cube and the balsamic syrup. I've added the bourbon. We're going to get some ice in here and shake this mother up. Sorry, kids.
And then, did you put ginger beer in there?
No, we're gonna shake this, we dump it into the glass, and then we top it with the ginger beer.
Oh, it's a topping of ginger beer.
It's a topping of ginger beer. Because if we shook it with the ginger beer, it would fizz all over the place. And then your studio wouldn't be as nice as it is at the moment.
Sticky floors.
It's already got a certain amount of pickle brine.
Now you know how much Bon Jovi hates a sticky floor.
Oh, this will be a good one. I can tell just by shaking it. Okay. And that's already got the built-in strainer here because you want to be able to strain that into this glass. Ooh, nice sound effects. Let's see how we can line this guy up here. There we go. And this and that. It's it looks like balsamic vinegar.
Wow. Yeah.
And so we strain this over fresh ice cubes into the old-fashioned glass.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
And that drizzles down in there quite nicely and looks delightful.
So I get some focaccia bread and we can dip it?
I think that's the trick. I think that's what we're looking for.
It's a little like Earl's in the old days. And this is a reminder to every other, get your prostate checked, gentlemen.
It's a little brown and foamy.
You know, there's no... prevention is as good as a rest. What is this saying? An ounce of prevention beats an apple a day?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. And
that's a short drink. I thought it was going to be a lot taller.
Well, it's because we chose the Pilsner glass, where in fact the instruction is the old-fashioned glass. And then you top it with the ginger beer.
And how much ginger beer do you have there?
2 ounces of ginger beer.
That's it?
Yes. Can you imagine? Just, you know, you don't want to overflow the thing, right?
No.
And we're pouring for 8 here, so we're... And I tell you, you gotta get the prostate.
No, if you're over 50.
There we go. So now this is the Bufala Negra cocktail.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. And it smells quite nice, actually. And Fred's already dove into it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he can't wait to have balsamic syrup.
That's crazy good.
Is it crazy good?
It's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Studio audience?
I really like it.
Thumbs up. And I haven't tried it yet because I don't believe anybody.
You've almost made, it's almost like a little, like a Coca-Cola. Yeah.
You're right.
I'll make Coca-Cola.
Yeah. And the basil hit gives it, it's not spice, but there's a that herbal quality to it, right? Mm-hmm. That's not from the vinegar, that's from the basil.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, think about it. A lot of these aperitifs are all herbal. So who knows what's in there? So that's, we're going back to basics here.
Yes. No, that's nice. And I like how it's chilled. Mm-hmm. It even looks a little bit like Guinness.
It's a little froth.
Yeah, got a little froth on it. And it, yeah.
Well, we can make more of these.
Yeah, no, we got to make a lot more of these. Mm-hmm. But not for anybody.
No.
Just for us.
No, they can all stay outside and pound on the door as much as they want.
Wow. No, that's... that's a cocktail. Mm-hmm. Missing in action. Mm-hmm. A little dodgy, but not bad. It made sense.
Yeah.
This Pontifical Pock thing, disaster.
Well, sure, when you stack it up against a real cocktail.
A real cocktail. And now this one here from Imbibe Magazine. These guys have really nailed this. This is a fantastic thing. Holy cow. Yeah, no, this is wonderful. All right, I'm going to give this one to you again because of the three so far, you have to make this one. 1.5 ounce of bourbon, 4 fresh basil leaves, a brown sugar cube, 1/2 ounce of balsamic vinegar, and 2 ounces of ginger beer. Muddle the leaves with the sugar cube and the syrup, and then add your bourbon, shake it up, and then add some ginger beer. Oh, of course, it's a ginger beer that's giving it the bite.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a ginger beer and the basil.
Mm-hmm.
Basil.
Yeah, no.
And they're working together, and that's the nice thing, when you got everything that's sort of working.
And it makes me want to turn it into a beer because of the carbonation from the ginger beer and that little bit of fizz. Yeah, no, that is a hell of a nice drink. Bufala Negra cocktail.
Yep.
Do we dare do one more after this?
What have you got?
Well, you sort of surprised me with this because we didn't know what we were going to do for a third one. And we normally only do two anyway.
Yeah.
But I was leafing through the Trader Book's Bartender's Guide.
Trader Vic?
It's Trader Vic. You remember Trader Vic?
I thought I was thinking of the Trader Book. Mm.
Trader Book's Big Vic of cocktail recipes. Yeah.
Maybe this is why we don't do 4 cocktails.
Ding, 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 ding.
But let's try it. What have you got in there?
There's a... I was looking online. I don't know what the hell I was looking at. It's some sort of a tiki drink. And I came across an image of a garnish for a drink that Trader Vic did, which was like a little fake roof.
Huh.
Yeah.
And it had like a half-naked girl on the one side and a guy on the other side. And there was a hole in the roof where the straw would go in. And the drink was called...
Hole in the roof?
Close. The shingle stain.
Really?
Yeah. And so I said, I wonder if I have a recipe for the shingle stain.
Yeah.
And I do.
Well, what is it? Is it something that's tempting?
It is. Well, it's a Trader Vic original recipe, so you know that it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And I brought all the ingredients for it here in the studio, so it seems a shame not to.
We should do that. You need the shaker for that?
This is a shaken drink.
All right, then. How much lime?
1 lime. I'll give you the recipe.
Thank you.
This is the... Did I say what this was? The shingle stain?
I think you did.
The pickle brine.
This is the pickle brine gets you.
I think that's so they ferment that a little.
Yeah.
The shingle stain. Juice of a lime. 2 dashes of Angostura bitters.
Of who? What?
this way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where's the microphone?
We're gonna get you a body mic next time.
Juice of a lime. Thank you very much. 2 dashes of Angostura bitters. 1/4 ounce of grenadine. 1.5 ounces of cranberry juice. Have you ever heard of this cranberry juice?
No, what's that from?
I don't know. I think they make it in Peoria.
Is it out of, well, they make it from blueberries?
Mostly. And and 1/2 ounce of pineapple juice, and then 2 ounces of Trader Vic's Mai Tai rum. Now, I have bad news for you.
Yeah? You brought some?
No, I ran out of my Trader Vic's Mai Tai rum. I don't even know where the hell I got my Trader Vic's Mai Tai rum, but I actually had it.
You get it in Vancouver.
I didn't get it in Vancouver, did I?
You could. You can now.
Can you?
Yep.
Where can you get it in Vancouver?
Legacy?
Oh, those fine folks at the Legacy Liquor Store. Go down and mention us. They won't know what you're talking about.
No idea who we are.
But do it anyway. And so, and then shake with ice cubes and pour into a great big Pilsner glass. We're not even going to try that. We just need some little glasses for us to try this this marvelous Trader Vic's concoction out. So let me measure this up here. So we got the juice of a lime. We have the 2 dashes of Angostura bitters, which are the nicest bitters, aren't they? How's your quest for Peychaud's bitters going?
Oh, it's still a work in progress.
I wouldn't have thought it would be that hard to find.
Me neither. I haven't tried Langley yet.
Langley? Oh, at the place.
Yeah.
The
Wild...
Well-seasoned. Mention us. They won't have any idea.
Throw you out of the store.
Oh, grenadine. Now, I wish this was a natural grenadine, but anyway, I'm not going to get into that. Now, we're more than one of them. 1.5 ounces of cranberry juice, which will give it a little bit of tartness. And it's funny, because this recipe is actually from, well, the print book is from 1972, I think. And so for some reason, I think the cranberry juice is such an 80s ingredient.
But I'm surprised. I haven't seen a lot of, I think that's the only tiki drink I've seen with cranberry juice in it.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they would have got it back then. It would have been an exotic ingredient.
And so to sum for the Trader Vic's Mai Tai rum, we're going to use this wonderful stuff. And I found this, again, at the Legacy Liquor Store. Mention our name. Plantation Original Dark Double Aged Rum.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who makes that? Some guys in down there?
It's a long story.
All right. Well,
it's worthy of telling.
Google that.
Because it's made by a company from France.
France.
But they've been talking to your David Wondrich.
Oh.
Beach Bumberry, Jeff Beach Bumberry. Mm-hmm. And the guy from Smuggler's Cove.
Oh,
and
the who's who.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a bunch of big-name cocktail guys have advised on the various plantation rum things. And they have a new one that's just coming out, which is going to be an authentic late 1800s style, I believe. Oh. So to try to get your classic flavors a little bit more bing, bang, bong. Get some ice here. Where's our glassware, gentlemen? Well,
coming in. We're working on that.
That's all right. We don't need it yet, but we'll need it in
5, 4,
2. All right. The shingle stain. What a great name.
Yeah.
I don't know when he actually invented this one.
You're giving that a hell of a shake.
Oh, you got to give it a hell of a shake. And because it's such a fine, fine drink. Although I must admit, I've never had it. In fact, even if I saw it on a menu, I don't know if I would order a shingle stain. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do know what you mean.
So let's have a look at this. Now, this looks like a...
This is also very pink.
This is very pink, you're right. Now, where's the pink come from in this one? Well, the cranberry juice, of course.
Even it all up.
Even it all up. Now this will just be a blast from Trader Vic's, circa at least 1973, but it might be an older drink than that. And it looks great, and it smells great. Holy
smells
cow.
Good. Yeah. No, it's more than I was expecting. For a while. You get the bitters always add something. It, you know, people sort of poo-poo the bitters because it's like two dashes of anything. How can that do anything? But, boy, it can really kick up a cocktail.
It sure can.
Whether it's the orange bitters or your Angostura.
I think the trickiest thing with the bitters is the fact that they called it bitters.
Yeah, if they had a different name.
No.
Sweeters.
Sweeters, exactly. Flavorers. I don't know. Yeah. You wouldn't buy shoes that had stabbers in them. You say, I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
They're good for you.
In shoes, it means something completely different. No, bitters go, I mean, they go back to the 1700s, I guess, 1800s, something.
Yes.
And so it's just a name for an extract.
Yes, medicinal stuff, right? Usually high-proof alcohol and then herbs and stuff, gentian root and what have you, and the various concoctions.
Yeah. I'd drink this, so go for bitters.
Yes, you would drink. In fact, I see you drinking it right now. The shingle stain.
Oh.
Studio audience? They've gone home.
I may make a shingle stain right now.
It's not overly sweet, so a lot, you might think it's the cranberry.
No, it's your place.
Yeah,
cranberry juice isn't sweet, so I think that this might benefit from a little simple syrup. I think.
Oh, something to sweeten it up a little bit more than the grenadine, eh?
Yeah,
because you got the ounce and a half of cranberry juice and the pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm. So if it's an unsweetened pineapple.
And the lime.
And the lime.
So you got a lot of tart coming at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad, but a little sweet with just smooth it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mellow it out a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Screw you. I'm sorry I ever found it.
But no, it's nice. The flavors are definitely balanced. I like that.
Yeah, no, for the four drinks, the unprecedented four drinks that we've done.
Yes.
And the two real drinks are clearly the best.
Yeah.
The ones that we could actually drink.
Now, would you want pickle juice in this?
I think it would add a certain je ne sais quoi. Actually, I do know. Pickle juice is what it would add. Dill.
If I had four of these,
then
I could probably go for pickle juice as the fifth.
I know. If you had four of those, you would just drink the pickle juice right out of the thing. Yeah. Or then you'd dance on the porch. Maybe you wouldn't. You're not that kind of guy. Yeah. Excellent. Well, this has been a marathon edition, but what a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, exactly. And what a range of cocktails.
Yes. Unfortunately, no theme. Yeah. Started out with a theme of no Dave.
Yeah.
And went right downhill from there.
Yeah. Or uphill.
Or uphill. As the case may be. Uphill if we'd left off with the Bufala Negra cocktail, which I'm voting as the number one cocktail of the event.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the big surprise.
Because it was a sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were making a salad dressing.
Yeah.
And then somehow we drank it.
That's right. Yeah. No.
Wouldn't be the first time I've done that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. That's why we never have salad at your house.
So I've been always drinking the dressing during the week.
Would the studio audience agree? And their taste testings? Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Now, I don't know if this is qualified for anything near gentlemen of elegant leisure. There was nothing elegant about drinking a drink with pickle juice in it. Had we bet on it, that would have been gentlemen of elegant leisure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have bet wrong.
You would have bet.
I thought the pickle juice was going to get me the sleeper. I thought that was going to clean up.
Right. Well, you know, you could still experiment at home.
I will. I am going to.
Because I think the Irish whiskey, I've been tricked by Bushmills before. I love the Bushmills product.
Oh, sure, I drink it.
Don't get me wrong, Bushmills. But there was some other drink that we already have done, and we did it with the Irish whiskey. It was the...
The Irish doesn't like to play with other people.
But that's not right. The Irish, they live...
Oh, they do. But I don't think it mixes well.
I guess that's it.
I don't know. At least not with pickle juice.
No. Well, what can you say? You have to continue to laugh.
Oh, no, yeah, we'll just continue to laugh. All right, so the winner is the Bufala Negra.
Yes, all of the recipes will be on our website, gentlemenofelegantleisure.com.
Of course they will.
They have to be. People have to try these to make sure that we weren't just making up nonsense.
Yeah, that's true. We could have been just drinking Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
knows.
We should have done that. We should have done
that. At least for one of them. All right. Well, next time, I'm sure Dave will be back.
Dave will have to be back.
And we'll just wait for Dave.
Yeah.
Because it's not that. I mean, Eric's great.
Eric is fantastic. Wow. You're right. In fact,
I'm right here.
Yeah.
No, we might fit you in as the fourth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can't have four.
You could have four.
Dang. All right.
Four musketeers.
What you have to do. That's right. And Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and Donald.
Sure.
Right.
For Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
And that's where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Marathon session.
Marathon session. Try the recipes. Let us know if you like any of them. And as always, give us any suggestions or comments. They're always welcome. And until next time.
Well, wait. Don't we normally sign off with a quote?
Oh, have you got a quote?
I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Only Dave has a quote.
I know.
We should have assigned something to Eric.
Dave's not here. Do you want to read it?
Otherwise, you can do. Do you have a Mark Twain impersonation?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't know. No.
No, well, that's pretty good. But
yeah. Is it?
Can you do a David Spade impersonation?
Visually, but not
right.
Orally.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think
maybe.
Man.
I think maybe you just did.
That was brilliant.
Yes. Well, I do have a quote.
Thank you for remembering that, because that's what Dave
and this
would
is,
love.
This is just because, you know, this is what Dave would do if he was here.
If he was here.
Yeah. So this is W.C. Fields, a classic, drunk.
Right.
So the quote is, "A man's got to believe in something. I believe I'll have another drink."
There you go.
Oh.
Nice. Wow.
That's touching.
Now,
touching.
He died.
Well, sure. I mean, a lot of people, you know.
Oh, it's I think everybody does eventually.
At least at once.
You know who didn't die just once?
No.
Captain Kirk.
Good
which,
point.
Which Dave would appreciate as well.
Yeah.
Star Trek reference.
This is a whole different podcast.
Yeah, no, this, that we're segueing into Star Trek fanzine podcast. Our guest today is Eric Partridge.
Hello.
As always, we have Fred Partridge, and I'm Jason Dedrick.
Sure. Beaming aboard.
Oh. That's just a joke.
All right. Well, till next time.
Until next time, keep on drinking.
And don't remember. Nope. Don't remember.
And don't remember if you're out of an evening and you've got some wonderful service.
Tip big!